So for my second reflection, I'm doing a podcast, and I am just going to start off talking about UDL, academic and behavioral supports. And yeah, so when we talk about UDL, truly, I think that that means that we are including the student in our unit, in our lesson, also in our academic environment. We are fitting their needs, and I'm going to use the golden word for the semester, which is access. We are making all these things more accessible for our students, and how can we as the teacher adapt to them and make it the best learning experience possible? I really think of Kayla, where Jocelyn and I last class, we were working on the lesson topic, and it was really neat to see what their need was, class task and activity, and how we could adapt the whole class to them or just student specific. And because she had partial blindness, she had a visual impairment, I should say. So we were able to adapt to, you know, for her using Join Me or discussing with a peer and having everyone discuss. It was really neat to put our inclusion methods into a little bit of practice, which was really a good taste of what things will be like in the classroom. And when I think of that, we are giving our students a menu of options. So maybe they're doing an audiobook, maybe they're doing like a diary entry. There's all different options for our students. And I think that we have to go through and pick off the multiple intelligences and how will this adapt to this student, where we're designing units and lessons around having specific students in mind. And from my own experience, I spent time in speech therapy, and that was my own support that really helped me. I would stutter. I had a really difficult time, although it was an exclusive environment because I was getting a study hall taken away in order to go. But that really helped me in a way one of my teachers could have adapted, was having a project like this where we went home, recorded a podcast, because then I could pause, I could start over, and it would really be a good learning experience for me. And I think when we're working with all of our peers, we're able to learn from each other, especially when we saw those students with multiple disabilities. It really was neat to see how all the peers were reflecting and learning from each other, and it really creates a positive learning environment. And right now I have the Danforth book open, and I really loved the story of Kim. I thought that was a great example of an academic support. Kim is a student with autism who's involved in a lot of activities, and she's a great kid, but in her science class, pre-teaching really works for her. So she is exposed to the content before it's covered in class. So then when she goes, she has a bit of an idea and she can really help her peers. And for her, that works. And I know that there were situations in my school where pre-teaching would really work for people. And I think that is so fantastic and a great, great support. I'm going to say this quote that I think is really important to academic supports and support systems in general, where Kim's parents said, I don't have a special world for her to live in. She has to adapt to this one. And that has been the goal that has been aggressively sought for Kim from the time she was a toddler, to adapt to the expectations of a non-disabled world to the very best of her ability. And it just shows how strong of a person and a student that she can persevere, and that the school really adapted to inclusive methods and including her and making sure that she could learn to the best of her ability. And I relate that to Costin, how you have to teach the way that the student learns, and you have to see them for who they are as a learner and a student without looking at the IEP or the 504 plan, and you assume they can unless they show you otherwise. And I wanted to end with this quote. If you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will live its life believing that it is stupid. And I relate that to how we teach and just education in general. We have to not put students in categories, evaluate each learner for who they are. And that will make an enriched learning experience.